the point that we started out, we were using milk cans. I don't know if you've seen milk cans. The milk was stored in that in a big vat, and they came and picked it up on a truck, took it to the factory. During our lifetime, it progressed from there to being stored in a big open vat, and that was pumped out and into a tanker. We have a daughter and four sons. They all, from the time they were big enough to carry a pail of milk replacer, they had a calf to feed and take care of their chores and things they had to do. But we played a lot, too. We had a good time. When my husband and I started out, we had like 30 milkers, increased it to 40, 50. When we retired, we had like 60, which wasn't big according to today's standards, but it was for us then. But you did it very gradually. It took us 50 years to get to the point that we were. And that was at the point when my husband and I were beginning to think about retiring, and our at least the two youngest sons were thinking of coming in and buying in. And they'd been working with us, of course, all the time they were in school. But they took a hard look at it, and it was just at that point when things were beginning to shift, and they would have had to invest it in this more modern, mechanized lifestyle. And they could foresee that they'd never be out of debt the way their father and I were. And that wasn't the lifestyle they wanted, so they went on to other things. But owned our farm free and clear, didn't owe a debt on any piece of equipment. We made a very good living.